So I was thinking about this over the weekend. What is it really going to take for you to go to the next level? What is it really going to take for you to level up? You say you want to level up. Well, what is it really going to take for you to level up? And in order to really level up, you got to analyze what you've been doing and you got to be honest with yourself. See, when you start to level up, one of the best things you could do is to start to be honest with yourself. When you get honest with you, that's when everything you want is going to start coming true for you. Everything you want comes after you start getting absolutely honest with yourself. You got to stop playing around, acting like you got a million lives. You don't have a million lives. You only got one. So you have to be willing to put in the effort that it takes to go to the next level. And when I say the effort, I truly mean the effort, because it's going to take a lot of effort in order to pull yourself out of your comfort zone. When people hear the word comfort, they think comfort means doing good. No, you can be comfortable in poverty. You can be comfortable miserable. You can be comfortable being overweight. You don't want to be comfortable. You want to be uncomfortable. The more uncomfortable you become, the more wealthier you become. And so I had to look at myself over the weekend. I thought deeply. I said, Robbie, where do you want to go from here? You know what has gotten you here, but what has gotten you here needs to increase if you want to go there. And that means increasing the quality of people that you spend time with. And so I found that success boils down to you making some very tough decisions. And a lot of people are not successful because a lot of people don't want to make those tough decisions. It's easier for you to keep complaining about the way things are and never changing the way you are living. It's easier for you to just settle for less and not do anything about it. It's easier for you to say, you know what? Life dealt me a bad hand, and that's all I'm gonna do is complain about it. It's easier to do all that. It's harder to make that firm decision that you need to change the job, that you need to stop hanging out with the people that you're hanging out with, that you need to start doing this, that you need to start doing that. You got to be able to make those tough decisions, because in order to go to the next level, you're going to have to become a different person. And becoming a different person means that you're going to have to think differently. You're going to have to speak differently. You're going to have to show up differently. You're going to have different behaviors. You're going to have to start doing things differently than you've currently been doing them, because the way you've been doing them has gotten you the results that you currently now have. This is a conversation I'm having with myself, and I'm in a position that 90% of the American population would probably want to be in financially. And I'm having this tough conversation with myself. So if I'm having these tough conversations with myself, I got to have them with the people that I'm associated with. Okay, so it starts with the conversation that you're having with yourself, leveling up, going to the next level, taking things to a whole nother level, having those discussions, having those tough conversations with yourself is going to be brutal, but it is absolutely necessary if you're going to go to where you say you want to go, unless you don't really want to go there. Here's a prime example. I was tired of being an out of shape, overweight lardtard. Guess what? Self, it's time to get your ass in the gym. Self, it's time for you to stop eating Twinkies. Self, it's time for you to get up and move your body more. And you need people in your life that's going to keep it real with you. One of the people that I have in my life that's going to keep it real with me 100% is my children, both of my kids. My kids are going to just tell it how it is. They're just going to tell me exactly what they feel. One day, my son, Caleb, looked at me and he said, Dad, you're the only person I know that's fat with muscles. I said, damn, I couldn't even be mad at him because he was right. You know, people want to get mad at people that tell the truth, but they want to pat people on the back that tell them a lie. And so I credit my child for being honest with me. My son, Cade, one day Cade told me, you know what, Dad, you know, you taught this, you taught that, but really, I'm trying to do this, this, and this, and you criticizing me for it. I couldn't do nothing but respect that. I taught them to keep it real with me. And because I'm real with myself, I'm also real with the people that I'm associated with. So I had to have a conversation with myself. Right now, I'm in a cleaning out phase. Right now, I'm removing myself from people that I feel like, you know what? We might not be the right fit for each other. Right now, I'm moving myself away from people that don't do nothing but complain. If you complain all the time, if every time I talk to you, you ain't doing nothing but complaining, I'm just removing myself away from those situations. I don't want to be around those people because the people that I'm going to be around are going to reflect the type of environment that I want to put myself in. And so you got to have those tough conversations. It's part of the game. And this is what I boiled it down to. Most people don't want to have those tough conversations. They don't have tough conversations with themselves, so they're not going to have those tough conversations with other people. And I'm willing to have those tough conversations. So my question to you is, what tough conversation do you need to have with yourself in order to become the person you need to become to get you to where you say you want to be? It's Robbie C. Master your mind, make money online. And the only place you can get me at this current time is webassetgroup.com, hosting live mastermind classes every Thursday and every Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.